Hello.
Hi, this is Cheryl with XPO. Did you request a callback?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is the phone number you're calling from 513-491-6672? Is that a good phone number to pull up the order?
That is correct.
Give me a moment. I'm waiting for that account to load.
Sure.
I'm a good 3.5 feet off the ground and on top of it.
So we have to add 3 feet to that. So we're like 11 feet or more, tall or more.
So we're looking at this and we're trying to line it all up. Something's not adding up. Because Renee has to be standing on a branch that's about 3.5 feet or 4 feet off the ground. She's holding a branch that's about another 5 or 6 feet long, which is way off. I mean, they get really big, they don't get fat big stuff.
When you told me to stop, and I was at the top of it, I was basically here. So the top of the head would have been in the 14-foot range.
It's certainly a possibility that there was a Bigfoot there. It's hard for me to picture it. Trying to imagine, like, if it's coming out and where it went back, and it's just hard for me to visualize. When you talk to an eyewitness, you kind of have to look at two things. Are they lying to you, and how good of an observer are they? I don't think he's lying. Maybe he's just on a detail or a different guy.
They say most of them are in the 6 to 9 foot range. Bigfoot.
What do they know? They've never found one.
Well, based on things they've heard from people, that's what they've.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Pick the highest moves, his actions, everything. Rifle, the whole nine. Camo. Good shot.
This guy's a goofball.
We're just squatches and act like a hunter. We got
here. Some old. Let me do it. I can't break this. I have to dig this one out.
Okay, sir. What is the first and last name and the address as well on the order?
Steve Woodward.
Okay, and what is that property address as well?
I'm sorry, was that again?
What is your property address as well?
Oh, 4551 South Park Forest Circle, Batavia, Ohio, 45103.
Okay, we have due schedule for tomorrow between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Right, right, and that's fine.
And the driver will call you 30 minutes prior to arrival.
Yeah, I understood all of that. Well, the reason I asked for a call back is that they gave me three choices to pick something, and none of them were what I wanted. I didn't want to reschedule. I didn't have anybody in the house that's sick. So I had to go with number three, just to let you know for sure that, you know, no one here is sick. Everyone's fine, and it's perfectly fine to come over between noon and two tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get this updated on the order. Is it anything else I can help you with?
No, we're good.
Okay, thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.